Hi everyone. Today we have a fascinating topic to discuss, generative AI in healthcare. I'm your host Nitishree Gupta, and joining me is our special guest, Professor Dr. Enrico Molinari, a renowned expert in the field of AI innovations and technology, who has made significant contributions through his research and teachings. Professor Dr. Enrico is a globally recognized economist, journalist, speaker, and author with expertise in fintech, digital payments, insurtech, proptech, and edtech. As the head of innovation and technologies transfer in global corporations and universities, he leads the adoption of emerging technologies in line with government digital transformation and green sustainability laws. He is also a university professor. Professor Molinari is a top certified global influencer and a thought leader in digital transformation, GovTech, and marketing innovation. Well, I have a lot to say about Professor's introduction, but I'll keep it brief for the sake of time. With this, please join me in welcoming Professor to the podcast. Welcome, Professor Enrico. We are so honored and privileged to have you over.
Hi everyone, and thank you so much. I'm proud to hear today. Welcome everyone from Milan FinTech and Digital Health and Care District. My dear thanks for inviting me. I am honored and excited for sharing with you and your audience my power, because I think we can create a very future for humans if you don't remember where we come from. And today, with emerging technology, we are able to enhance the past for creating our next new future. Should be a perfect fusion between innovation, digital health and care, fintech, key health, and investments in better life for everyone. Thanks so much for inviting me.
Thank you for joining us, Professor. Pleasure is all ours. With this, let's dive into the main segment of this podcast. Professor, in our wildest dreams, we could never imagine Tesla's self-driving cars or speaking to customer care bots helping to assemble Amazon orders. But all of this has been made possible thanks to AI. But now there's a new form of AI that's come up. It's called generative AI, and it's been making waves recently, captivating both technologists and creative enthusiasts alike. Of course, tools like ChatGPT is doing rounds on social media for obvious reasons. So my question to you is, what is generative AI? And what are some of the examples of using it in healthcare and how it can be used to revolutionize healthcare?
Oh, that's a great question. AI, and on top of generative AI, is a set of algorithms able of generating similarly new realistic content, such as text, images, or audios, from the training data. The most powerful generative AI algorithms are built on top of foundation models that are trained on a vast quantity of unlabeled data in a certain range of tasks. For example, GPT-3.5, foundation model trained on large volumes of text, can be adapted for answering questions, text summaries, or sentiment analysis and data analysis. DALL-E, for example, is a multimodal text-to-image foundation model, can be adapted to create images, expand them beyond the original size, or create variation of existing page. But in this scenario, how does generative AI works? It's so simple, but we spend some minutes for sharing a point of view from technology to humans. The generative AI starts with a prompt, the copy and a full text, image, video, design, music note, and more, or any input that the AI system can process. Various AI algorithms to new content in response to the prompt. Contents can include easy solution to the problem or realistic face created from picture of audio person. Now, today, during these minutes, the first mover in generative AI are developing better user experience. Let you describe a request in plain language. But in this scenario, what can generative AI do? The new type of generative AI potential to accelerate AI adoption, even in organizational leading dev, IO, data science expertise. While significant customization still requires expertise, adopting a generative model for specific tasks in urgent care can be accomplished with really low quantity of data, or example, through APIs or by prompt engineering. The capabilities, so-called hard and soft skill, all Gen AI could be summarized for me in three categories. First, generating kernel and ideas for creating new and unique output across a range of modalities, such as a new protein with antimicrobial properties. Second, improving efficiency for accelerating, for example, manual or repetitive tasks, the usual tasks, in other care or in medical structures, such as e-health coding or summarizing large documents and papers. And last but not least, personalizing the experience for creating information and clinical data. Theory, so this is an important takeaway to a specific person, such a chatbot for web-based for solving especially humans health and care needs. Last but not least, my dear, some generative AI models have been trained on a large amount of data found on the internet, on the web-based data, including copywriting materials. And this will be, for me, one out of the focal point on the real challenge for LNGR and digital care sales justly.
Thank you for answering that. That was very informative, Professor. And just to sum up for the audience, generative AI is a subset of AI that involves training models to generate new content. And unlike traditional AI, which focuses on pattern recognition and classification, generative AI goes a step further and it can do anything from language translation to video game characters, from music composition to art creation. It is limitless. But it's not just for creating pretty pictures or catchy tunes. It holds tremendous potential to revolutionize the healthcare industry in multiple ways, like using it in medical imaging or for the drug discovery process or assisting doctors in making us informed decisions. This brings me to my next question, Professor, which is, how can AI algorithms be used to diagnose and treat medical conditions? Or to rephrase it, do you think AI can be used to predict and prevent medical conditions?
Oh, great question. Thanks. Thanks for giving me this question. My point of view is will be around this. We know what happens, and talking about AI-based research studies to enrich AI medical knowledge. First, we must remember medical diagnostics is the process of evaluating medical conditions or diseases by analyzing symptoms, medical history, and test results. The main goal of medical diagnostics is to determine the cause of a medical problem and make a rapidly and accurate diagnosis to provide effective treatment. This can involve various diagnostic tests of as imaging tests, blood tests, and biopsy procedures. The result of these tests are healthcare providers determine the best course of treatment for their patient. In addition to help diagnose medical condition, make a diagnosis, and use it to monitor the progress of a condition, assess the effectiveness of treatment, and detect potential health problems before they come serious. With using AI and generally, we find a revolution. The diagnostics could be improved to revolutionize the field of medicine by improving the prediction accuracy, speed, and efficiency of the diagnostic processes. AI algorithms can analyze medical images and assist healthcare providers and doctors in identifying diagnosis of disease more accurately and quickly. AI can analyze large amount of patient data, including medical 2 and 3D imaging, a biosignal, velocignal, body temperature, pulse rate, respiration rate, blood pressure, and so on, demographic information, medical history, and laboratory test results. This cost support decision making and providing accurate prediction result, this can help attend care providers make more informed decisions about patient care. The diversity of the patient data in terms of multimodal data is an optimal smart solution could provide better diagnostic decisions based on multiple fingers in images, signal, text representation, and so on. In fact, by integrating multiple data sources, patient care providers can gain a more comprehensive understanding of patients' health and the underlying causes of their symptoms. The combination of multiple data sources can provide a more complete picture of a patient's health, reducing the chance of misdiagnosis or mistaken diagnostic and improving the accuracy of diagnosis as well. Multimodal data can help healthcare provider monitor the progression of condition over time, allowing for more effective treatment and management of chronic diseases. By the way, using multimodal medical data, explainable HCI-based care provider can detect potential problem earlier before they become serious and potentially life-threatening. Moreover, high-powered clinical decision support systems could provide real-time assistance and support to make more informed decisions about patient care. VTL can automate routine tasks free as a comparison to farms and more patient care.
Thank you for answering that, Professor. You put it very well. I think the sky is the limit with AI since no boundary is imaginable. And when considering the potential of AI in healthcare, I'm already pretty amazed to see how it's transforming a highly reactive system into a proactive one. And just to summarize what you just said, I think AI can play a crucial role in devising deep learning algorithms, wherein the healthcare providers can learn from vast data sets to identify patterns and anomalies that may be indicative of diseases. And by using patient data, including medical records and genomic information, the exact treatment outcomes can be devised. While it's important to use AI as a powerful tool in healthcare, we should take care that it should not replace human judgment and expertise. And that brings me to my next question, Professor, which is, how can generative AI and technology be used to create new drugs, vaccines, and other treatments?
So true. The question on your drugs, vaccines, and clinical topics are one of the most fascinating outlook of AI and generative AI applied to the healthcare sector. Just today, the biologists train AI to generate medicines and vaccines using machine learning to design proteins with virion functions. At a glance, they are doing now today, think as experts and scientists didn't realize it was possible yesterday. For example, scientists are developing an artificial intelligence software can create proteins, may be useful cancer treatments, and even tools for pulling carbon pollution out of the air. This research just published in the Science report was led by the University of Washington School of Medicine and Harvard University, and talk about an incredible future of machine learning and deep learning for creating functional proteins. The most fascinating topics is we have known the proteins. We find natural amazing molecules, but design projects can do so much more. They could bring us to the next level because the machine learning could be used to design proteins with a wide variety of functions. This is a solid milestone because for many years, the scientists have used ICT information communication technology and innovation to try to engineer proteins. But some proteins, such as antibodies and synthetic binding proteins, have been adapted into medicine to combat COVID-19, the corona. But a single polymolecule contains thousands of bonded atoms, and even with specialized scientific software, they were difficult to study and engineer. The great idea of using machine learning and deep learning is the neural networks can be trained to see patterns in data. Once trained, you can give it a prompt and see if it can generate a solution, a pre-trial solution, due to using algorithms. Write about the carbon pollution out of the air, the tension of this robot connects human and smart life, human and smart city, on which we must focalize the people, companies, association, and expert and researcher. For example, just to touch by hand, be conquerors of reality. In Italy, CIMA, our National Society on Environmental Medicine, founded and directed by Professor Alessandro Miani, is absolutely in deep active on this issue. Through scientific research, training and information, editorial activities, and links with international observatory, is committed to ensuring that new technology as well are adapted in the health and care and in society to transform itself into progress and not just in pure innovation for the few. First takeaway, the connection between humans and machine will set up everything future of generally AI in health and care.
Absolutely. The use of AI in healthcare is transforming the industry in several ways, and not just healthcare. It applies to every other industry, like you mentioned about controlling carbon emission using AI. Adding on to the example you gave, Google is collaborating with health delivery networks to build prediction models from big data to warn clinicians of high-risk conditions such as heart failure. There are multiple tech firms and startups like us, TechMint, who are working hard in delving deeper into the same issues. So as you rightly said, the future looks brighter with the promise of AI coming into the picture. Then in terms of healthcare, we can expect technology like nanobots, which can swim through our bloodstream and detect and treat diseases at the cellular level. So on a lighter note, you know, it won't be surprising if we visit our doctor next time and find an AI model lurking in the background, ready to help us get faster, you know. But on a serious note, Professor, while AI is parsing out the boundaries between the physician's and machine's role, there is also a need to ensure that technology is limitless and challenge-free. And that brings me to my next question. What do you think are some of the challenges and limitations of using AI in healthcare?
The future of AI and general AI is so full of challenges. The first challenge is due to manual data quality and availability, where AI algorithms require a large amount of high quality labeled data to be effective. And this can be a challenge in the medical field where data are often fragmented, incomplete, unlabeled, or unavailable. By the way, the AI algorithms can be based if they are trained on a data is not representative of the population they are intended to serve, leading to incorrect or unfair diagnosis. Another issue for me is about the use in medical diagnostics of a private and sensitive data set, which raises some ethical questions, including data privacy, cybersecurity, algorithmic transparency, and accountability for decisions made by AI algorithms. Even though some solutions with federated learning have recently been presented to solve such issue, but it still needs more investigation to approve and validate its capability for the medical researcher. Third, the AI-based medical diagnostic tools are often developed by different companies, corporations, small and medium enterprise, but large company and large organization. And there is a need for interoperability standard for us to ensure these tools can work sweetly together effectively. A-based techniques can analyze the passive matter history, genetics, and other factors to create personalized treatment plans. And this trend, my dear, will likely continue to be developed in the future, mostly. However, VI-based medical diagnostic is an open research domain, and I highly recommend the research community, myself first, continue research to improve the final prediction accuracy and expedite the learning process. This will support the medical staff in structures in healthcare center and even on the industrial sector by providing novel smart solution against epidemics or pandemics that suddenly appear in the vast community worldwide.
I couldn't agree more on this with you, Professor. I think you put it very well. The biggest issue that comes here is data quality and bias, and such as, you know, incomplete or inaccurate records, which can impact the performance and reliability of AI models. You know, if the training data is biased, it can again lead to biased outcomes and healthcare disparities. So this is one of the major issues that needs to be addressed. You know, AI algorithms, they often come across as complex black boxes, which make it very challenging to understand the reason behind their decisions, because there's lack of interpretability that can hinder trust and acceptance by healthcare professionals and patients who may need explanations for clinical decisions. So although there's a lot of hue and cry about using AI and technology to enhance healthcare, but this is one of a crucial concern that we must look at. And of course, as you rightly said, there are regulatory legal considerations, ethical considerations to ensure that patients' data is safe, which is very crucial. And that brings me to my next question, Professor, which is, what role can AI play in healthcare research and clinical trials?
So good. The general AI is exciting, and it's easy to be seduced by the technology's potential to produce almost any sort of healthcare care and trial out. The opportunity in generative AI is so big, but requires careful analysis of where the best practice and the best application lie. On top of in care requires a solid assessment first, digital and not digital. This isn't an industry known for fast change, and the risk of inappropriately developed new technology can be huge. We should remember the hype, the great hype, the indie hype around IBM Watson Paris. A few years ago, and the promise of IBM, but it's a he could figure out and complex cancer. It didn't. IBM realized that in healthcare care, we can deploy a straightforward four-part approach to evaluate if enterprise really generally will gain traction early on. First, selling only with the problems the technology can help to address and what is it really good at doing. Second, searching for big areas of health and care needs generally a power. Third point, understanding the triggers and the obstacles median SWOT analysis to adopt the technology and invest in doctors, on people, and scientists in a solid knowledge alliance for going to diagnostic causes. First, last but not least, looking and leading at the levers for creating a full health and care solution, including the technology, but also going behind to include patient, people, location, and feeling connection. For achieving our goal is necessary increase generative AI full applied to healthcare. We might see the success, for example, of the use of deep learning in the digital interpretation of medical images or assessment of population health datasets. At a glance, we must share the question, what are the problems generally AI can really help to address? We are focused on four: interpreting unstructured data, generating new ideas for sharing elaborately, explaining data in a coherent way patch, and engaging people in creating new clinical approach.
Of course, Professor. By leveraging AI in healthcare research and clinical trials, I think we can gain valuable insights, as you mentioned, enhance patient monitoring, and improve diagnostic accuracy. So these advancements surely have the potential to revolutionize healthcare by improving patient outcomes, reducing the overall costs of care, and driving innovation in the field. And that brings me to my next question, Professor. What future developments can we expect to see in this field in, say, the next 5 years?
I talk about the future of AI-based medical diagnostics is likely to be characterized by continued growth and development as OpenAI. More advanced AI technologies are being introduced into the research domain, such as quantum AI, to speed up the conventional training process and provide rapid diagnostic model. Quantum computers have significantly more processing power than classical computers. And this allows quantum AI algorithm to analyze vast amount of data and medical data in real time, leading to more accuracy and efficient diagnosis. Quantum optimization algorithms can optimize decision-making processes in medical, such as choosing the best course of treatment for a patient based on their medical history and other factors, external factors. Another concept is GAIA of general AI, which is being used by different projects and companies, such as OpenAI's DeepQA, IBM Watson, and Google's DeepMind. But the main challenge given medical diagnostic is to improve the accuracy, speed, efficiency of medical diagnosis, as well as provide other care providers with valuable insights and support in the diagnosis and in treatment of patients. Well, by using AI algorithms to analyze vast amount of big medical data and identify partners and relationship, generally for medical diagnosis can transform the field of medicine, leading to improved patient outcome and more efficient and effective health and care system. The development and deployment of general medical diagnostics are still in the early stage. There are several technical, regulatory, and ethical changes, but that must be overcome for the technology to reach its full potential. This is the milestone. This is the way we can manifest.
You surely raised some of the most exigent concerns, Professor, by addressing a realistic sense of what AI can and cannot do. While AI has the potential to make a significant positive impact on our society, it's important that we approach it responsibly. We must ensure that AI is developed ethically, transparently, and that its benefits are distributed fairly across all members of the society. So thank you so much for that important reminder, Professor Enrico. It's clear that your work is at the forefront of these exciting developments. And that brings us to the end of the session. Yeah, please go ahead.
Thanks to again and your audience. Last takeaway. I work in a science park where the future is great, and I see every day as Bob Mandel the future of technology in genomics, in bioeconomy, in agri-tech, in life sciences in general. Then don't stop experimenting with technology in dental care. Don't stop. Why? Don't scale up if we make a mistake, it doesn't shock us and it does not tell of our mistake. Technology applied to health and care sector is the future for better life, absolutely for everyone across whole country around the world. Thank you so much for this opportunity. Thank you too. And thank you to your audience.
Thank you so much, Professor. It has been an absolute pleasure speaking with you today. To sum up what you just said, the pace of development in generative AI will depend on several factors, including the resources, the accumulation of larger and more diverse data sets, and of course, ongoing research breakthroughs. AI has surely made significant strides in various applications, and the progress achieved so far demonstrates its potential and provides a glimpse into the future possibilities. So yes, the future looks bright and hopeful. With this, we have come to the end of the session. Audience, please feel free to comment on how you found this episode and what would you like to listen next. Please stay tuned for more exciting episodes. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.